Good morning. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and welcome to this special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. For the ninth year in a row, we're sitting in for Justice and Drew. Andrew, John, and Miss Sam will be back tomorrow morning. We've got a special Memorial Day program for you today. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have the Adjutant General in and talk to the Governor about Memorial Day. In the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to have the Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs on and talk to some veteran service organizations. And in this first hour, we have a special co-host who is Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Buddy Wynn, who's online with us all the way from Camp Arifjan, Kuwait. Chaplain, good morning.
Tom, good morning. Good to hear your voice. And we're hearing of temperatures in the 50s and 60s back home in our beloved Minnesota. We're about twice that here. Temperature is well over 100 degrees. The heat category continues to rise, but we are maintaining.
And Chaplain, you've had a busy weekend. There was a special group of folks over there called Serving Our Troops.
Serving Our Troops was here. I got to meet many of those amazing volunteers. And Tom, you know, one of the conversations I had with my friend, Reg Chapman, was about how, you know, we're always told thank you for what you do over there in Kuwait, far from home and things like that. But I recount a conversation I had with a member of the Minnesota Twins a few years ago, and I thank them for just being out on the ball field and giving us something to come home to. So all these restaurateurs, all these businessmen and women, and the folks who came over in the trades to serve us, we said, go back home and keep doing the great stuff you're doing, because that's what we're looking for to come home to. Those who serve food and employ our soldiers and families, what they're doing is just as important as what we're doing.
Chaplain, it's become a tradition for you to be on the first hour of our special Memorial Day specials, and we're certainly happy to have you join us all the way from Kuwait. But one of the things we want to talk about right away each year is Memorial Day and the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Some folks get that confused.
They do, and that's okay. We're happy to educate, because once we do that, then they can share that wisdom with others. But you know, as we know, Armed Forces Day is about those who are currently serving in uniform. Veterans Day is for those who have served in uniform in the past. And Memorial Day is the time that we stop as a nation to pause and remember those who have fallen while in service to their country.
So it's a very special day, and a day where we want to urge our listeners later on the day, at 3 o'clock this afternoon, to observe a national moment of remembrance. Take a moment out of your day, just 1 minute, and think about all of those folks, all those people, men and women, who have died serving the military of the United States. That's what this day is all about. But, Chaplain, all the way from Kuwait, you've been over there with our Red Bull soldiers, about 650 of them, for months now, coming down on the home stretch just a couple months to go. How are our soldiers doing?
Well, you know, Tom, there's a pretty predictable morale curve that goes along with deployment. You know, once you kind of get out the door, you get all your shots, you stand in line, you get a bunch of briefings, and you get on a plane, you fly over, and you start to make that adjustment. There's a lot of energy, and it's interesting on the calendar for this particular deployment. You know, the peak in energy comes about, you know, about 3 months in. And so for us, that was the Christmas holiday season in December into January. And then it's very normal. After about that third month, you see morale start to dip. And for me, that's where chaplains, unit ministry teams really make their money. Because, of course, we're bringers of hope wherever we go and encouragement. So we've been busy as chaplains working to stay focused on the mission, to do what we do as unit ministry teams and provide for the religious needs of all of our personnel. But it's not just about religion. It's about morale and morals and advisement of the commander. It's not just about Bible studies and church services. You know, we've got a real-world mission here, and so we advise the commanders about morals and morale. But I would also add, you know, eventually that morale curve is going to start to come up again, and I see people on one of two tracks. They're either really excited about the goals they've accomplished and being a part of a great mission, or they're maybe frustrated that it wasn't what they expected that it would be. And I just work as I can as we're coming up out of that dip to keep people on the positive track, to look at the things that they've been a part of and the things they have to look forward to when they're getting home. Not everybody has something positive to look forward to. So that's where we can bring resources and help, support, and just, you know, general love for our soldiers to try and help them in that effort.
Chaplain, I've been told that while you're deployed, you get into a rhythm or a routine. Every day becomes like every other day. And is Memorial Day just another day to work over there when you're deployed?
That's a great question, Tom. And I'll tell you, this is my third deployment. And I think when I was in Iraq in 2007, it was very much that way. You know, even Christmas was just kind of another day, and that sounds terrible. But the fact is, you're in a rhythm. We call it a battle rhythm. And that just, you know, it's personal, and it's also staff work. In other words, some people do their physical training at the same time every day. They go to the same dining facility. If they've got three options, they choose one and stick with it. They get in a routine. Somebody said a coffin is just, you know, being in a rut. And your job is to kick yourself out of that rut. And so Memorial Day is a good chance to get on a different track. And you know, serving our troops, being here, was really helpful in that effort. We got to kind of drop what we were doing about 4 p.m. on Saturday and to come over and see our friends and listen to great music by Chris Hockey. And I was able to see Stephanie Shipp from Blue Plate Restauranteurs, and Scott Whitehead came in and representatives from all these great businesses across Minnesota. And so it was good to break it up. And we have to be intentional about stopping and pausing on a day like today, Memorial Day.
Chaplain, we just got about a minute left before we have to go to break. Is there anyone special you think about on Memorial Day?
Tom, I think about my grandfather and his men. 44 out of 46 men in his platoon were killed or wounded or captured in the Battle of Unsan in November of 1950. And so my grandpa, you know, while he didn't die on Memorial Day, he came home with such guilt and such weight and heaviness about the men that he lost that it you know, he spent a long time self-medicating. And by God's grace, he got sober at the VA in Minneapolis in 1970. And then he went on as an amazing demonstration of post-traumatic growth. Out of that trauma that he experienced, he immersed himself into his calling and ministry and was a permanent deacon in the Archdiocese of St. Paul, Minneapolis. And Grandpa taught me everything I know about love. And so I think about him and his men, and especially Tom, as we always do. We never forget our precious Gold Star families. And we do for them what we pray no one will ever have to do for our family.
Very good, sir. We have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have some special guests, the Minnesota Patriot Guard, Fort Snelling. We're going to check in with them. And later in the hour, the chaplain will introduce the commander of the 34th Red Bull Infantry Division. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Tom Lyons, host of this special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio, brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. And our co-host this hour is Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Buddy Wynn, who's with us all the way from Kuwait. And do we have our guest on the line, Zach? Joining us now from the flag line of the Minnesota Patriot Guard is Doug Bly. Doug, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Chaplain.
Chaplain, can you hear Doug Bly?
Yeah, Tom, I can hear him. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing super. Thank you.
You guys have spent a lot of Patriot Guard missions together. I think they were there when your Red Bulls departed, and I know Doug's looking forward to welcoming you all home soon.
You know, I think I've spent enough time with Doug that I'm hoping he'll just maybe just give me one of those beautiful motorcycles that they ride all over the highways of Minnesota and beyond to help escort these great men and women who serve their country.
Chaplain, you probably have to buy a raffle ticket for the Patriot Ride, which is coming up soon. But, Doug, we want to talk to you about the Minnesota Patriot Guard. I think you've had a busy weekend. There were a bunch of ceremonies Sunday, yesterday, and some coming up today.
No, we were. Yesterday we were across the state at the State Veterans Cemetery. We had all of our services that we're invited to there. We were at the services at the Fort Snelling Chapel, and then today we're at the Fort Snelling National Cemetery as well as the Minneapolis Veterans Home.
And we'll be talking with retired Lieutenant Colonel John Knapp from Fort Snelling in the next segment. So we'll go over everything that's going on out there this morning about 10 o'clock. But, Doug, your Patriot Guard riders go to missions all over the state almost daily, if not weekly, about 500 missions a year?
It is still about 500 missions a year, Tom. And, you know, now we're getting really into the peak. You know, once the weather gets nice, I think people feel Michigan by this in the wintertime, which is unfortunate. We're happy to stand in the cold as well as the sun, but we're really, you know, we've really got a heavy mission load right now. I'd say every day we're at Fort Snelling National Cemetery.
And for our listeners that don't know, the Minnesota Patriot Guard mission statement is to attend the funeral services of fallen American heroes as invited guests of the family, providing honor, dignity, and respect. And you go to funeral missions, you go to welcome home and deployment send-off missions, and you go out to visits at the VA medical centers and Minnesota State Veterans Homes. And the way that works, anyone can join. It's real easy. Just go to the website and sign up, Doug.
That's all, that's it, Tom. www.mmpatriotguard.org. Click join us. We enter you into an electronic database based on your zip code, and you're going to start getting emails at least once a week about everything going on. And then within your specific geographic area, then you'll get an email from your ride captain about missions going on. And, you know, we've been honored, Tom, you know, especially on Memorial Day, to be part of the repatriation. I was identifying the remains of our fallen heroes from, you know, mostly right now it seems to be in World War II and from Pearl Harbor. But, boy, you know, we're seeing these families after 60 years getting some resolution to their loved one. And it's an honor to be part of that.
Chaplain, I know that you've seen this many times, but when you come home from a deployment and you see all those Patriot Guard riders with their flags lined up, it's pretty impressive, isn't it?
It's very impressive. It really causes your heart to swell with pride and appreciation. And it just reminds you of the sacrifice that the families make back home and how connected and blessed we are in Minnesota with the Yellow Ribbon communities and organizations that are fully behind us. We saw that on full display with the Serving Our Troops event this past Saturday, Tom.
Doug, I want to thank you for calling in, and thank you and all your riders for all the missions they go on and for all the things you're going to do today. Keep up the great work.
It's with a heavy heart today, you know, that we remember those who have fallen, but it's also a day to celebrate freedom, and we appreciate what Chaplain and the Red Bulls are doing, and we look forward to seeing them come home.
Thanks for calling in, Doug.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Doug.
Bye-bye.
Chaplain, it's always fun to talk to Doug Blyde and the Patriot Guard riders. We have them on the military show about every 3-4 weeks talking about all the missions they go on. And those are just ordinary citizens that want to step up and stand up and honor and respect those who have died and those who are serving.
That's right. Tom, you know, what I appreciate about Doug and the leadership of the Patriot Guard is they give our veterans who are so proud of their service and what they were honored to be a part of and how much that meant to them when they served, gives them a chance to continue to serve. They can outfit their vests with all the swag and the patches and the pins as reminders of just what it means to be a part of something greater than yourself as you serve your country.
Chaplain, we've got another guest joining us, and her name is Katie Stahl, and she's got a bunch of civilians and a bunch of veterans out by Wayzata today doing your workout you did this morning. It's called the Murph Workout, 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and another 1 mile run. You did that before you came on the show, didn't you, Chaplain?
Tom, I was done at about 3 pull-ups. I've just said, you know, I'm going to let all those other young kids get after it. But I gave it my best shot. There are many Red Bulls and others who have done the Murph here in Kuwait or a variation thereof. Whether they can do it as the way it was done in the past by those inspired the Murph workout or just, you know, remembering on a day like today, it's really cool to see people get fired up about something like this.
Very good, sir. And Katie, thanks for calling into the show.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Can you tell us what time do things kick off out in Wayzata this morning?
Yep. So we are getting there now. We've got opening ceremonies starting at 8:45, and then our first heat of elite ladies goes at 9:15. So they will be wearing 14-pound vests and doing the workout as written.
And then you've got other people going off after them?
Yep. So we've got heats going every 15 minutes after that, with the finale at 11:45, our elite guys go in their vest at 11:45. So it should wrap up around 12:30, and then we'll award the winners.
And not only are they doing that amazing workout, 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and another 1 mile run. By the way, I'm tired just reading that. But
right.
you're also raising some money for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation in the process.
We are, yep. So all the athletes that we have today are raising money and all of our wonderful sponsors that we have out there setting up in the rain right now all allow us to put on this event to recognize everybody that serves and then to raise money for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
And you've got a special speaker coming over to talk to you from the Minnesota Military Family Foundation.
We do. General Kloss is going to come speak during our opening ceremonies just before we kick it off with the national anthem. He's going to give a little background of the charity and thank everybody for coming out.
Chaplain Wynn, there's still time. You can sign up for the rest of this workout.
Well, I'm going to steal a line from General Correll that I couldn't do 100 pull-ups if I had a trampoline underneath me.
You can just blame the rain.
Chaplain, you're
Listen, let me ask a question. Hey, Katie, thank you for all you're doing for the Minnesota Military Family Foundation. Now, can people participate in the MRF even if they're not at a formalized event? How can others who may not be familiar with it participate in this great event?
You can go online and read about the workout, and there's all kinds of different modifications. So if you can't do pull-ups, there's ways to modify that. If you can't, if you need to modify the push-ups or the squats or even the run, there's plenty of ways to do that. But basically, the workout, you know, read about Michael Murphy, why we do this workout, why he did this workout, and remember why you're doing it, whatever version of that workout that you're doing. So there's lots of ways to do it. At home, in your garage, at your local gym, with your family. There's plenty of ways to do this and remember why you're doing it.
Sure. So do something lest you do nothing.
There you go, Chaplain. Yep. And Katie, I know that Murph would do this in the rain, but I hope it holds off so that you can do it without the rain. Thanks for putting on the event, and good luck today, and thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Katie. Katie Stahl from the MRF Run out in Wayzata this morning. Chaplain, we have to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to retired Lieutenant Colonel John Knapp from Fort Snelling. Please stay with us. Well, welcome back to our special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. This broadcast is brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. My co-host this hour has been Chaplain Lieutenant Colonel Buddy Wynn. And Colonel Wynn, you can hear that music in the background. That means that we've got a retired United States Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel joining us, John Knapp from Fort Snelling National Cemetery. Good morning, Colonel Knapp.
Hoorah.
Good morning, sir, and good morning, Chaplain. You do this to me every year, so now I got to stand at attention.
I'm sure you still know how to do that, Colonel. I've seen you do it. I want to mention I was out there yesterday at Fort Snelling with my wife, and we always go out on Sunday before Memorial Day. That was the busiest I've seen it on a Sunday. I think that must have been the weather forecast driving that.
Well, that was part of it, but you also had some 6,000 to 7,000 volunteers that were bussed over from the Mall of America for the flag placement for the organization called Flags for Fort Snelling, and they put a flag on every grave if you were out here. What time did you get out here?
We were out there late morning, and we saw several groups going around putting those flags in place, and some school buses, and you had a busy campus yesterday, sir.
Yeah, and you know, Tom, isn't it wonderful to see that and to have the community come out and pay their respects and honor, dignity, and respect of those who have fallen?
It is, sir, and I had the honor of a tour of Fort Snelling a couple of years ago with you, and I was very happy to find out that many of your staff are veterans, and and to witness the care and the loving way you treat Fort Snelling, and the way that you, even as the cremains come in from across the country, once a month, your staff takes some time off, and they nobody gets buried alone, and it touched my heart, sir.
Well, thank you, and I can't say enough about the staff here at Fort Snelling. A real small staff, only 50 of us, but on 436 acres, these guys work magic. Yeah, about 80% of our staff is veterans, and the other portion is I look at them, even though they're not veterans, they are serving their country in a really honorable capacity.
And Colonel, I know you've got a Memorial Day program today starting just before 10. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, glad to. About 09:45, we do a wreath laying. Now, we have something different this year. Well, it's actually bringing back a tradition. We have a replica of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. most people in the community may not be familiar with the fact that we have 280 unknown soldiers buried at this cemetery. So for about 50 years, from 1940 on, they had a replica here, and it was a location where veteran groups, Gold Star families, et cetera, could lay wreaths on Memorial Day. We're bringing that tradition back, and we have a replica here today. There's supposed to be a B-25 flyover at 10 o'clock, but you know what? The weather, we're going to find out if that actually happens. Hopefully those guys can get under the clouds. And then at 10 o'clock, we have a parade. And following that, we have several guest speakers. Would you like me to tell you who we got speaking?
Please, sir.
Our keynote speaker is Major General Jody Daniels, and she commands the 88th Readiness Division here in Minnesota. So she's going to give the keynote speak. We also have a very special kind of guest speaker, Sergeant Harry Burke from the United States Marine Corps. He was a combat veteran in the Korea War, fought in the Chosin Reservoir. So he's going to kind of talk about his experiences in combat in the Frozen Chosin, as Marines call it. And then there's also, we do are expecting Senator Klobuchar to attend and provide a few remarks, and the Governor Walls to come in. So,
and we'll be talking to both of those during our 8 o'clock hour, sir. But one of the things I see in your program is you have the pleasure of having some music provided by the 34th Infantry Division Red Bull Band.
Absolutely, they come every year. They're absolutely fantastic. As we speak, I'm actually sitting out in the cemetery and I'm watching the crew in the rain move a tent for them. So if they're listening, we're trying to get you under 10 so you can provide the fantastic music that they provide. Everything from period music of the 1950s to which this year's our Korea War is our theme. But also they'll provide the patriotic music, the backdrop, the national anthem. They do a fantastic job, and we love having them.
Chaplain Nguyen, part of your outfit, the Red Bull Band, will be at Fort Snelling this morning.
They will. They were here in Kuwait not too long ago and provided great entertainment for us as the mission continues. And it's great to hear Colonel Knapp's voice. And in addition to his great staff, he's got that Memorial Rifle Squad, that crew of veterans who does such amazing work. Anytime I'm out there for a graveside interment working with them, I'm always sure to stop into the bus to thank them and shake their hands for all they do.
Rain or shine, snow, sleet, whatever it is, they're there, and they're there every day, aren't they, Colonel Knapp?
Oh, yeah, they do. They've never missed a service. You know, they've performed over 75,000 services in the last 40 years. So, fantastic group of veterans. Can't say enough about them. And they'll actually be at the very end of our ceremony providing one rifle volley for those who have fallen and the rendering of taps. And that closes out our ceremony today. So we invite everybody to come out. I know it's a little rain, but, you know, no problem. We will not stop due to the rain.
Colonel, I hope the rain holds off for you and you have a great day. And thanks for taking time to call in today.
Hey, thank you for hosting us and getting the word out. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That was Colonel Knapp from Fort Snelling National Cemetery. And, Chaplain, we have to take another break. When we come back, we hope to hear from the commanding general of the 34th Red Bull Infantry Division right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Welcome back to this special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and Federal Premium Ammunition. My co-host this hour has been Chaplain Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Buddy Nguyen. And Chaplain, we talked earlier in the show about the meaning of Memorial Day, which is it's a day of remembering the men and women who died while serving the country of the United States Armed Forces. And Memorial Day is reserved for those American soldiers who laid down their lives so that others may live a peaceful life. This is a special day to pay tribute to the indomitable will, eternal courage, and great love for the nation that resonates in their hearts. And, Chaplain, I know it's been a special day for you, and it's been a lot of fun having you join us today from Kuwait.
Well, Tom, I'm trying to think of all the people that you passed up to make me one of your co-hosts, or maybe I was the only one who was available this early, because your upcoming co-hosts include the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs, retired Colonel Larry Herkey, and, of course, our State Adjutant General, Major General Jensen.
And Colonel Herkey's here in the studio now listening to you, Chaplain, so he's smiling and laughing a little bit when you say we passed you up. This has been 5 or 6 years in a row. We wouldn't put anybody behind you, Chaplain. We need to start the day with our best chaplain and talk about the meaning of the day and how important it is to for our for all of us in America to take some moments just to think about those who have given the ultimate sacrifice, died for their country so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy. And of course, that extends to all of our deployed troops that are out working today and all year long, and you know, 650 Red Bulls over in the desert for months at a time, 100-degree heat. They talk about sandstorms, they're really dust storms that have been there, and it gets into everything, and you just kind of put up with it and do your jobs.
Yeah, we remain flexible. You know, we hear about things that may happen or may not happen. The Army runs on rumor intelligence. We call it rumint. But my motto has always been, don't believe anything till it happens and 10 minutes have passed.
Chaplain, I think you've got a special guest for us this segment. Would you like to introduce him?
I would. Thanks, Tom. We're very honored to have with us Major General Ben Correll. General Correll began his service as an officer in 1989 as a member of the Iowa National Guard. He spent a lot of time in this part of the world. He was a company commander here in 2000, came back as a battalion commander of a peacekeeping mission in Egypt in 2003, and turned right back around and commanded a battalion in Iraq in 2005 as the war built up into the surge. In 2010, General Correll commanded the 2nd Brigade of the 34th Infantry Division out of Iowa. He was in Afghanistan as a combat commander there and is now the commander of the 10,000-plus service members of Task Force Spartan. We're honored to have with us here at the Media Operations Center in Kuwait, Major General Ben Correll. General, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Chaplain. Tom, it's good to hear your voice. I had another train of thought as far as why the chaplain was co-hosting, and my thought was that usually when you talk to me, it's a taped interview, and this time, since we're live, you probably wanted the chaplain here just to make sure I was on my best behavior today for you.
Well, General, we always ask the chaplain to say prayers for us every day, but he better be working hard this time. Sir, thanks for joining us on Memorial Day, and we were happy to have you on Minnesota Military Radio early in the deployment. For those that might not be familiar, can you tell us what's the mission of our Red Bulls that are currently deployed under your command over in Kuwait?
Yeah, sure. So the mission that we trained to do as we build up last year and came over, we're still doing the same mission that we trained to do, that we planned on doing, and that is acting as a division headquarters. Each service component has a footprint called Service Command, which is the Army Central Command under Central Command. Several years ago, they reduced their footprint forward and recognized they still needed some type of headquarters to be forward to provide mission command, command and control to subordinate units that were positioned forward. The National Guard stepped up, did the first iteration to provide a intermediate division headquarters. We are the fourth iteration of National Guard Division Headquarters to come forward and perform the Operation Spartan Shield Task Force Spartan Division Headquarters mission. There's 8 division headquarters in the Guard. The remaining divisions are lined up behind us to come in over the coming months, coming years, to continue to perform the Intermediate Division Headquarters mission. What do we specifically do here? We provide command and control. We provide guidance and oversight to somewhere between 8,000 and 9,000 soldiers that make up Operation Spartan Shield. We're really focused on deterrence of the adversaries that exist within this region, and that's a big part of what we do. And we really build that deterrence through training opportunities, not only for the U.S. soldiers that fall under Operation Spartan Shield, but it's really focused on our partners within the region. And we've really worked on building the relationships of all our friends, all of our partners, all across this region through small exercises, which we call SMEs, Subject Matter Expert Exchanges. It could be a team of lawyers that go down and work with lawyers from partner militaries, all the way up to battalion-sized combined live-fire exercise activities with partner nations. So it really spans the gamut from the low end to the high end. You know, our goals aren't necessarily to make our regional partners just like us. They have training goals. They have desires of their own. And so we really work through them on the front end of these training exercises to determine what are their training objectives, what are our training objectives, and then have a great training event when we execute.
in general, all the while that you're performing that mission, your troops have had to deal with living in the desert, dust storms, sand storms, even floods, because you've had some record rains in the desert. Your soldiers have been resilient. How are they doing, sir?
Well, you hit it right on the head, Tom. We've got resilient soldiers. They're professionals. They react to the floods with filling sandbags and smiles and throwing sandbags. The sandstorms, it's hot. I think it was 105 degrees when I walked in here today. You have that resiliency as a soldier, and I think from the Midwest, our Minnesota National Guard soldiers have a little bit of extra resiliency as we go about our day-to-day taskings here. It's a challenge, but we get through it together, and that's really how the Red Bulls operate. We keep an eye on each other, we take care of each other, and we accomplish the mission.
And generally had a little respite from the routine, because there was a big group of people from St. Paul that came over, and they're called Serving Our Troops, and put on a steak dinner.
Those people are amazing. I just can't get over the professional way that they come in here. They've got the process down. It's just amazing. Volunteers, and I recognize it takes dollars to do that. The people back home that donate to that cause, I just can't describe the lift in morale. To get a steak from friends and family back home, have them come over and do what they do, just because they want to say thanks to us. And then not only us, but it's the families back home. And the way it was set up here the other day, there was a Skype station set up where soldiers could Skype back home to family and friends that were pulled in to St. Paul. Just a morale building event. I think I was talking to Sergeant Major beforehand, and between he and I, we've had four experiences each. So that's eight between the two of us of the Serving Our Troops team that provided those great meals to us. It's just a great event, and I can't thank the entire enterprise that makes that all happen enough.
General, we've just got a couple minutes left, and I know you get into a routine over there while you're deployed, but today is Memorial Day. Do you think of anyone special or anything special on Memorial Day, sir?
Well, in our society back home, I think sometimes we're challenged to remember why do we have Memorial Day, and there's a lot of competing thoughts about what you do on Memorial Day. But to me, I recognize that we pause as a society to recognize those warriors who have given the ultimate sacrifice. They have laid down their life for the freedoms that we have back home. Specifically, I think of those soldiers that have served under my command in Iraq with the 1st Brigade, 34th Infantry Division. I believe that we had 17 soldiers that lost their life, paid the ultimate sacrifice. I think of those soldiers out of the 2nd Brigade, 34th Infantry Division that served under my command in Afghanistan. We had four soldiers that lost their life, paid the ultimate sacrifice. And those are the people that mean the most to me, but I recognize all those that have sacrificed. And then I think of the Gold Star families back home that have lost a loved one. You know, I'm a soldier who serves. I'm a parent who has soldiers within his family. I've got three sons that serve. I recognize the potential cost of a family member who serves to provide the freedoms that allow our great nation to live the lives that they live.
General, thanks for taking time out of your schedule to join us today.
Well, you're very welcome. It's always great to talk to you, Tom. It's great to know the great lineup that you've got set up for your guests back home over the day. It's very impressive. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And Chaplain Wynn, just a few seconds left. Thanks for joining us again this Memorial Day, and hope to see you in person next year.
Tom, it's an honor to just kick the day off, and thank you for all you do, Tom. You're the unsung hero, giving us an opportunity to make note of those that are the best among us in our country.
Thanks, Chaplain. Looking forward to seeing you soon. This is our special Memorial Day broadcast of Minnesota Military Radio. And coming up in hour two, we're going to be joined by the commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs and several of our veteran service organizations. And later on, hour three, the adjutant general will be with us, and we'll talk to the governor, Senator Klobuchar, and Representative Emmer. This is Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.